States parties to the Rome Statute, the international treaty that created the International Criminal Court, they decided to name the 17th of July, which is the date where the Rome Statute was adopted, as the day of international criminal justice. By doing that, they are inviting all of us to commemorate the efforts of the many international courts and tribunals that have been created in the last two decades, while still looking forward to what remains to be done. Amongst these courts is the International Criminal Court, the ICC, which is the first and the only permanent international criminal court with jurisdiction that has been granted by the state through a multilateral treaty and not through a decision by the UN or by the United Nations Security Council. The International Criminal Court started to be built and established in 2002, actually, when 60 states ratified the Rome Statute. That was much quicker than what has been expected, and that showed that the international community was engaged to create this ICC because there is a general trust that justice is needed, that international justice is needed, and that international justice has a role to play in order to prevent future crimes and in order to fight the impunity for the perpetrators of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide. And that's why the ICC has been established so quickly, and that's why since 2002 until now, the number of state parties has grown up to 122 states. During that, the ICC, the International Criminal Court, started its work. There is currently 8 investigations that has been opened in 8 different countries. There are 10 preliminary examinations that might lead to other investigations, and that's over the different continents in the world.
If we go then to see the challenges, the main challenges, do you think that the fact that out of 5 permanent members of the Security Council, 3 of them have not yet ratified the Treaty of Rome, is it one of the biggest challenges for the ICC now?
I believe that the main challenges before the ICC is, of course, first to get the full cooperation and the full support of the states in order to arrest the suspect for whom there are arrest warrants that are outstanding, some of them since a few years. The ICC does not have a police or a military force and counts on the cooperation of the states. And that's why I think that this is an extremely important field. There is good cooperation from a large number of states, but we need even greater support and cooperation from the different states, not only for the arrest of these persons, but also for other aspects of the judicial process in relation to the facilitation of the investigations, the protection of witnesses, the contact with the victims, and so on.
Most of the cases followed by ICC right now are in developing countries, most especially in Africa. And regarding Africa, can you highlight the last developments in the cases of Uhuru Kenyatta and the Vice President, Samuel Ruto?
Yes, if I may just explain something before that. The ICC has 10 preliminary examinations in the different continents, and this examination might lead to opening investigations. Some of them are related to the conflict in Georgia or in Ukraine. Some others are related to the allegations about crimes that might have been committed by British soldiers in Iraq and so on. So the ICC is not focused only on Africa. The investigations currently have started in Africa because the African states themselves asked the ICC to open investigations there. That was the case for Uganda, for Mali, Central African Republic, Democratic Republic of Congo, and so on. And the Security Council asked the ICC to open investigations with regard to Libya and to Darfur, but has not done a similar referral in other situations, nor other states asked the ICC to open investigations. And it's important to highlight again that the jurisdiction of the ICC is related to the fact that a state has ratified the Rome Statute or that the Security Council has referred the conflict to the ICC. If these conditions are not met, like it is the case in Syria, for example, then the ICC has no jurisdiction and as a court cannot go beyond its jurisdiction and cannot open investigation in that regard. Now, for the cases specifically in relation to Kenya, we have 3 cases there. For the case against Mr. Uhuru Kenyatta, we are at the trial phase, but the trial has not opened. It is scheduled for the 7th of October. And currently we are at the preparations for that, and there are some issues that are before the ICC judges with regard to the cooperation of the Kenyan government with the Office of the Prosecutor of the ICC.